今天早上的题目是被羞辱和
This morning's preaching is about a man who is humiliated and abandoned.
经文是耶伯记三十章。
And the scripture is in Job chapter 30.
所以今天早上我请各位来念这章经文只是念中文，如果你看英文的你跟着一起看。
So Zhou Wei will read it only in Chinese. Please follow in your English Bible.
约伯记第三十章，总共三十一节。但如今比我年少的人戏笑我，欺人之妇我曾藐视，不肯安在看守我羊群的狗中。他们壮年的气力既已衰败，其手之力与我何异呢？他们因穷乏饥饿，身体枯瘦，在荒废凄凉的幽暗中啃干燥之地，在草丛之中采咸草，罗藤的根为他们的食物。他们从中被赶出，人追喊他们如贼一般，以致他们住在荒谷之间，在地洞和岩穴中，在草丛中叫唤，在荆棘下聚集。这都是鱼丸下贱人的儿女，他们被鞭打赶出境外。现在这些人以我为歌曲，以我为笑谈，他们厌恶我，躲在身边站住，不住的吐唾沫在我脸上，松开他们的绳索苦待我，在我面前脱去辔头。这等下流人在我右边起来，推开我的脚，筑成战路来攻击我。这些无人帮助的毁坏我的道，加增我的灾，他们来如同闯进大破口，在毁坏之间滚在我身上，惊恐离绕我，驱逐我的尊荣如风，我的乌云过去。现在我心极其悲伤，困苦的日子将我抓住，夜间我里面的骨头刺我，疼痛不已，好像啃我。因神的大力，我的外衣污秽不堪，又如里衣的领子将我缠住。神把我扔在淤泥里，我就像尘土和炉灰一般。主啊，我呼求你，你不应允我。我站起来，你就定睛看我。你向我变心，待我残忍，又用大能追逼我，把我提在风中，使我驾风而行，又使我消灭在烈风中。我知道要使我临到死地，到那为众生所定的阴宅。然而人扑倒，岂不伸手？遇灾难，岂不求救呢？人遭难，我岂不为他哭泣呢？人穷乏，我岂不为他忧愁呢？我仰望得好处，灾祸就到了；我等待光明，黑暗便来了。我心里烦恼不安，困苦的日子临到我身。我没有日光就哀哭行去，我在会中站着求救。我与野狗为弟兄，与鸵鸟为同伴。我的皮肤黑而脱落，我的骨头因热烧焦，所以我的琴音变为悲音，我的箫声变为哭声。约伯记第三十章。
刚才我们所看的经文约伯记三十章描述约伯向神的申诉。
The scripture we just read, Job 30, is a complaint of Job to God.
约伯因为受尽了这个苦难所带来的痛苦。
Because Job has suffered to the max, this suffering has brought forth.
因此他把心中的苦楚在神的面前倾吐。
And that's why he told God all about his suffering and sadness.
耶伯在神的面前哀声叹气，以诉说自己所承受的痛苦。
So to God, Job told him all about his suffering.
那不仅如此，他还埋怨说自己竟然要落到一个卑贱的地步。
And not only that, he also complained that he has come to such a lowly place.
连败类也瞧不起他。
Even the scum looked down upon him.
嬉笑并且羞辱他的处境。
They mock him and laugh at him about where Job is.
耶伯认为自己是个经常伸手帮助有难的人。
Job thinks that he is someone who often lends his hand to help others.
但却没有因着他的好行为而得到好处。
But yet he did not receive any goodness from what he had done.
反而要遭遇这么大的苦难。
And yet he had to suffer greatly.
所以他处在这种困境。
He is in such difficult situation.
感到极大的悲伤和痛苦。
He felt very sad and also was suffered greatly.
都是因为神残忍地苦待他。
Because God had laid a heavy hand on him.
远离他，不理睬他。
God strayed away from him and did not pay him any attention.
导致他受尽苦难所带来的折磨和打击。
And caused him to suffer such a great setback.
那如果我们看耶伯记二十九章
，If we look at Job chapter 29,
这章经文是耶伯对自己过去优越生活的回顾。
Chapter 29 is a memory of Job to when he was in a good days, good old days.
那回想起神赐给他种种的恩典。
He remembered how God had blessed him richly.
那时候他儿女成群。
At that time he had a lot of children.
家道丰富。
He was rich.
没有什么缺乏。
He lacked in nothing.
过着一个相当幸福的生活。
And he lived a very comfortable life.
他特别记得自己以前跟神那段美好又亲密的关系。
And he remembered what a good relationship he had with God.
那除此之外，他还得到人们的尊重和爱戴。
And he also received respect and love from other people.
所以耶伯记二十九章结束之后。
So after the conclusion of chapter 29,
那突然间带来很大的转变。
All of a sudden, there is a big change.
而耶伯记三十章让我们看见耶伯一边充满痛苦悲情的深处。
Chapter 30 showed us a complaint of Job, that is full of pain and suffering.
耶伯倾吐自己如何陷入在患难中。
Job described how he fall into the suffering.
不但得不到别人的同情而理解。
He not only did not receive any empathy or understanding from anyone.
反而遭到人的藐视和嘲笑。
And yet he received belittling and sneering from others.
甚至连神也不理睬他，离弃他。
And God has even ignored and abandoned him.
所以耶伯记三十章是一首个人的哀歌。
So chapter 30 of Job is a lamentation of Job.
这首哀歌跟耶伯记第三章的咒诅哀歌彼此的呼应。
This echo with chapter 3, which is the curse lamentation of Job.
那耶伯记第三章描述到耶伯遭遇患难后，他的内心所发出那种哀怨和咒诅。
Chapter 3 of Job talked about how Job was filled with sadness and curse after his suffering.
但是耶伯记三十章是耶伯与他三位朋友辩论完毕之后所带来那种哀叹和申诉。
And chapter 30 was after Job had his argument with his three friends, and after that, how he was full of mourning and appeal.
我们可以把今天早上我们所看的经文三十章分成三部分来看。
Chapter 30 can be divided into three parts.
第一就是耶伯被人歧视和羞辱。
First is how Job was being discriminated and mocked.
那第二部分就是神不关心也不理睬他。
Second part is God doesn't care about him and he ignored him.
然后第三部分就是约伯受尽这个委屈，无处可以申诉。
The third part is how Job was wronged and yet he cannot tell anybody about it.
那首先让我们来看约伯被人歧视和羞辱。
So let's look at first how Job was discriminated and he was mocked.
约伯记三十章第一节。
So Job 30 verse 1.
但如今比我年少的人戏笑我，其人之父我曾藐视，不肯安在看守我羊群的狗中。
But now they laugh at me, men who are younger than I, whose fathers I would have disdained to set with the dogs of my flock.
但如今这三个字是一个开端词。
But now is a phrase which is an opening phrase, opening words.
它的目的就是要对比以前的幸福跟现今的患难。
And the purpose is to draw a contrast, of before and now.
如果你看三十章第九节跟十六节，这个词也出现在这两节经文。
If you look at verse 9 and verse 16, they also appeared there.
那同样的具有这个对比的和开端的作用。
And similarly, they draw contrast and they were opening words.
然后我们看这个年少的人。
And let's look at the younger man.
年少的人在这里是指那些年轻对社会没有贡献的渣滓。
So the younger man here is referring to those younger people who have no, who gave the society nothing. They are like the dregs.
那当时约伯生活的地方
during Job's time, where he lived,
好像也住着一群被社会认为是渣滓的无赖。
It seems like there were a bunch of rogue mockers or mockers.
这些年少的人为什么被称为社会的渣滓？
So why would these younger men be called like the rubbish of society?
原因是因为这些年少的人的父亲大多是这个流氓之辈。
And the reason is because most of these young men's fathers were drifters.
被看为是社会的下流人。
They were looked down upon as the lower level society.
约伯本身是一个为人正直、心地善良的人。
Job himself was an upright man, and he is kind.
然而他也瞧不起这些品格低落、行为败坏的流氓。
And yet he also looked down upon these people who has no moral credibility and they are drifters.
那约伯认为这些流氓连帮他看守这个牧羊狗也不配。
Job felt that these drifters cannot even, they are not even worth watching over his sheepdogs.
那换句话说，这些流氓比狗还低贱。
In another words, they cannot even be compared to dogs.
在这个古代近东的社会的观念。
And in the ancient Near East social point of view,
都认为狗是污秽不受人欢迎的动物。
They look upon dog as something low and is dirty.
那根据以赛亚书第56章第10到11节。
And according to Isaiah 56, 10 to 11.
他看守的人是瞎眼的，都没有知识，都是哑巴狗，不能叫唤，但知做梦，躺卧，贪睡。这些狗贪吃，不知饱足，这些牧人不能明白，个人边行己路。各从各方求自己的利益。
His watchmen are blind. They are all without knowledge. They are all silent dogs. They cannot bark, dreaming, lying down, loving to slumber. The dogs have a mighty appetite. They never have enough, but they are shepherds who have no understanding. They have all turned to their own way, each to his own gain, one and all.
那先知以赛亚用这个贪吃又懒惰的狗作为一个比喻来形容当时的假先知和做恶事的领袖。
So, the prophet Isaiah used, the greed of to eat and laziness to describe, the false prophet and, the evil leaders at that time.
那我们从这节经文我们看到两个字是戏笑。
From this verse, we can see this word that says laugh.
那戏笑是指被人嘲笑或者藐视。
Laugh at means someone who is mocking and also looking down upon.
那叶伯在受苦之前曾经采用这个词来描述他善意行事为人的表现。
And before Job's suffering, he had used this word to describe how he, out of his kindness, he tried to help others.
根据这节经文说，他们不敢自信，我就向他们含笑，他们不使我脸上的光改变。
So according to this verse, it says, I smiled on them when they had no confidence, and the light of my face they did not cast down.
但是如今叶伯却遭受到这些卑贱的人的戏笑和羞辱。
But yet today, Job was being laughed at and mocked by these people.
那在30章第八节说
,In chapter 30 verse 8 it says,
这都是夷王下贱人的儿女，他们被鞭打赶出境外。
A senseless, a nameless brood, they have been wiped out of the land.
夷王下贱人的儿女可以翻译成是没有性别，没有名字，夷王人的子孙。
So the senseless and nameless means these people are without identity.
那愚顽就是那些行事愚昧、心态顽固、不相信神、不遵守神旨意的人。
So, the senseless, people are people who, act foolishly. They don't, regard God, and they're also stubborn.
那在诗篇14章第一节说。
And in Psalm 14 verse 1 it says,
愚顽人的心里说没有神，他们都是邪恶，行了可憎恶的事，没有一个人行善。
The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who does good.
刚才我说过这个下贱人的意思是指那些没有性别或者没有名字的人。
So just now I mentioned that these senseless people are a nameless group of people.
所以这些人表示他们的身份不明。
It just shows that these people have no identity.
没有良好的家族的传统。
They do not come from the thoroughbred.
这种人不懂得什么是尊严。
They don't understand what is respect.
一点修养都没有。
They have no manner.
做坏事也不感到羞耻的人。
They did something bad and they don't feel bad about it.
所以在叶伯记30章第9节说。
So then in verse 9 it says,
现在这些人以我为歌曲，以我为笑谈。
And now I have become their song. I am a byword to them.
那在这里叶伯讲述他下流人，这个下流的人如何的羞辱他。
And here he was describing how this group of nameless people, mocked him.
所以我们看到歌曲跟笑谈，它的意思是平行的。
So we can see the equivalent meaning of song and by word.
那指人们对约伯的讥笑还有讽刺。
Talking about how the people are mocking him and it's like sarcastic about to him.
那曾经生活高贵受人尊敬的约伯。
Once Job was well respected.
那现在竟然成为社会下流人的笑话。
But now, he became the laughing stock of these low people.
连这些流氓都瞧不起他。
Even the drifter looked down upon him.
藐视他并且羞辱他。
Ignore him and mock him.
所以在约伯记三十章第十到十一节。
So in Job's chapter 30 verse 10 to 11 it says
他们厌恶我躲在旁边站坐不住地吐垂沫在我脸上松开他们的绳索苦待我在我面前唾弃这个悲头
They abhor me They keep aloof from me They do not hesitate to spit at the sight of meBecause God has loosened my cord and humbled me, they have cast off restraint in my presence.
所以约伯所面对的有四方面。
So what Job was facing is fourfold.
那么第一是因为约伯满身疾病，连这些低贱的人都不敢靠近他。
First is because Job has the skin disease and so nobody wants to come near him.
那第二，约伯被他们吐口水在脸上。
Second, they spit, on Job.
第三是这里说是松开他们的绳索。
Third, here it says loosen my cord.
这里的意思是指约伯被一群曾经得过他帮助的低贱人，如今竟然反过来羞辱攻击他。
And what it means here is, these are a group of people who had received Job's help before, and yet now they turn around and attack him.
第四就是在我面前唾弃这个胚头。
And fourthly, it says here, cast off restraint.
那唾弃这个胚头的意思是指松开他们的束缚。
And here that means they just cast off all restraints.
全力地攻击约伯。
And they attack Job with full force.
直到他没有机会喘气。
So that there is no breathing room for him.
那这些卑鄙的下流人本来是被社会遗弃的渣滓。
Well, this despicable group of people were the rubbish of society.
但是现在约伯却成为他们的笑柄。
But now Job became their laughing stock.
那这个打击对约伯来说真是太大了。
This is a great blow to Job.
所以这个突然而来的打击。
So this blow that come on suddenly.
重重的侵犯了约伯的心灵。
It hurt Job greatly.
甚至彻底地改变了约伯的生命和命运。
And it basically changed his way of life and his destiny.
所以在约伯记三十章十五节说。
So in Job 30 verse 15 it says.
他说惊恐领到我，欺住我的尊荣如风，我的福禄如云过去。
Terrors are turned upon me. My honor is pursued as by the wind, and my prosperity has passed away like a cloud.
那惊恐是一股阴暗而强大的势力。
Terror is a force which is very strong.
把约伯遮盖吞灭。
And it completely submerged and swallowed Job.
那直到他曾经拥有一切的尊荣和福禄都消失掉。
And it caused him to lose all his glory and prosperity.
所以这个风跟云是自然界的一个比喻。
The wind, the wind and the cloud is a natural phenomenon.
那描述到消失到无踪无影的一种现象。
And it just is talk about how it can just disappeared.
所以这个比喻形容这个患难突然间而来。
And it's talking about how suffering come on suddenly.
把约伯所有的一切。
And it caused Job to lose everything.
包括他的儿女、产业、幸福和尊荣。好像这个云彩一样被风吹走了。
Just like the cloud, all of a sudden his children, his property, all that he owned disappeared, like the cloud.
约伯觉得自己快要崩溃了。
And Job felt that he is going to lose it soon.
那无论他如何发泄内心的苦楚。
No wonder, no matter how he expressed himself.
都不能够用言语来表达他内心的忧伤和痛苦。
Words cannot express how he suffered internally.
那除了被人歧视还有羞辱。
Besides being mocked and ignored by others,
约伯也觉得神不坚固也不理睬他。
He felt that God does not care for him anymore.
那在这个时候他感觉到神好像要把他消灭掉。
He felt at that time that God is going to destroy him.
因此他毫无保留地向神投诉。
So he let it all out towards God.
受神把他扔在这个淤泥中。
And he said that God had thrown him in the mud.
不再关心和兼顾他。
And that he does not care for him anymore.
所以耶伯处在这个逆境中的伤害使他感到非常的痛苦疲乏力尽。
And while Job was in this difficult situation, he felt helpless and he felt like he is in extreme pain.
所以耶伯生活在这个水深火热中。
When Job was in such deep suffering,
不仅他的肉体还有他的心灵受尽了这个折磨。
Not only did he suffer physically, but also mentally.
那苦难所带来这种伤害已经到了难以承担的一种地步。
The suffering that he had has reached its maximum point.
所以人的攻击还有羞辱使到他感到非常的伤心。
Man's attack and mock caused him great pain.
那身体的疾病使到他感到万分的痛苦。
Plus there is physical suffering cause him also great pain.
所以在这种苦难的折磨之下。
And under the suffering,
我们看到约伯的信心，对神的信心开始摇动。
We can see that Job's faith in God is beginning to shake.
那不仅如此，他对生命也变得悲观。
And not only that, he looked upon life as he looked down on life.
约伯在这个优越的生活环境中建立了美好信仰的基础。
While Job was prosperous, he built a good foundation of faith in God.
可是在这个苦难的煎熬之下，他的信心受到很大的考验。
But under suffering,His faith was greatly tested.
所以因着这个缘故，耶伯这么说。
So because of that, Job said here.
他说因神的大力，我的外衣汗污不堪，又如里衣的鳞子将我缠住，神把我扔在淤泥中，我就像尘土和炉灰一般。
With great force, my garment is disfigured. It binds me about like the collar of my tunic. God has cast me into the mire, and I have become like dust and ashes.
所以在这段经文里面，我们看见耶伯表达他对神那种消极的看法。
And so here he is expressing how negatively he looked upon God.
他埋怨神用手大力地抓住他的衣服。
He complained that God has used great force to to grab his
garment.
He binds him so that he can't move.
那第二方面，他埋怨神把他扔在这个油泥中，直到他处在一个卑微的境况里受到羞辱。
Secondly, he complained that God has cast him in the mud so that he suffer, this mocking.
那在这节经文说，主啊，我呼求你，你不应允我，我站起来，你就定睛看我。
Here he said, I cry to you for help and you do not answer me. I stand and you only look at me.
耶伯埋怨神不垂听他的祷告，并且定睛地看着他。
He complained that God has not answered his prayer and he just looked at him.
然后21节说，你向我变心，待我残忍，又用大能追逼我。
Verse 21 says, You have turned cruel to me. With the might of your hand, you persecute me.
而耶伯埋怨神说他变心。
He complained that God has changed his heart towards him.
说神以这个残忍的手段来苦待他。
He complained that God had treated him cruelly.
这个是耶伯落在这个苦难中的感受。
And this is how Job felt when he was in suffering.
可不是神真的如此对待他。
It's not that that is what God truly treated him.
还有在22节这么说。
In verse 22 it says,
把我提在风中，使我驾风而行，又使我消灭在烈风中。
You lift me up on the wind, you make me ride on it, and you toss me about in the roar of the storm.
那耶伯埋怨神无情地借助这个风力把他从低处高举起来。
He complained to God that God has lifted him up on the wind.
然后又让他从高处甩下来直到消失为止。
And then he caused him to fall straight to nothing.
那最后耶伯在23节说。
And then lastly, Job said in verse 23,
我知道要使我临到死地，到那位众生所定的应宰。
For I know that you will bring me to death and to the house appointed for all living.
耶伯感到没有希望。
Job felt hopeless.
那说神使他落在这个阴间，想置他于死地。
And he complained that God had brought death on him and put him out of the living.
所以耶伯在这个苦难的煎熬中，
So in the suffering,
他不能够好像诗人一样满心的赞美和投靠神。
He cannot praise and rely on God like the psalmist.
如果一个人悲哀和伤痛的情绪没有得到安慰和提升的话，
If a person's sadness and suffering cannot be lifted,
那将会陷入这个低谷的深处。
They will fall into this deep depression.
以致最后瘫痪而没有办法再振作起来。
And they will eventually be unable to stand back up.
所以一个人向神发出这个赞美乃是坚信神的一种回应。
So when a person praise God, it is a response of faith to God.
那尤其是当他经历到神的拯救。
Especially when they experience God's salvation.
那有一名这个旧约诗篇学者这个布格曼，他在深入探讨这个诗篇的文学特点的时候，
There is an Old Testament Psalm scholar named Walter Brueggemann.
他认为整本诗篇的文脉乃是按照这三个 三种理念发展的。
He thought that for the whole psalm with the flow is according to three different process.
一个是正常。
One is normal.
这种诗篇描述到日子平顺、身体健康、家庭美满、事业成功、心中没有太多烦恼的一种生活。
For the normal, it is describing a life that is smooth. You have health, you have good family, you have good profession, and there is not much worries. That's the kind of life.
大概好像我们在没还有面对这个疫情之前。
Kind of like before we face this pandemic.
因此人自然满心感谢主，天天口唱赞美歌。这个是约伯受苦之前的状况。
So of course, naturally, men will praise God. They will sing praises to Him every day, much like Job before he suffered.
那第二个理念就是反常的。
The second one is abnormal process.
那这种诗篇描述到当人落在这个反常的生活中。
It is the psalm described when a man fall into the abnormal situation.
那遭受到生活上的挫折和打击。
And have some blow or setback in life.
那心中充满了这个痛苦。
And the heart is full of bitterness.
那使人生活失去了这个喜乐和平安。
And it causes loss of joy. And loss of peace.
这个是约伯受苦的时候那种状况。
And this is the situation Job was in during his suffering.
也可能是我们目前所面对的状况。
And it could be a situation we're facing right now.
那第三个理念。
The third one.
是超常的。
Is supernormal.
这种诗篇描述到一种超常的一个经历。
This kind of psalm describes a supernormal experience.
人因为得到神的拯救，经历到这个复兴。
Because of God's salvation, man was revived.
生命和环境得到改变。
Life and situation was changed.
那苦难的折磨所带来的阴影都过去了。
The shadow brought forth by suffering has been removed.
那心中的悲哀变为赞美。
Sadness in the heart changed to praise.
这个是约伯向神忏悔，生命经历了复兴之后的状况。
And this is what Job experienced after he repented and his life was changed.
盼望我们大家经过这个疫情之后能够进入这个超常的一个阶段。
And I hope that after the pandemic has passed, we can enter into this supernormal situation.
那对于诗人来说，赞美和悲哀之间的距离并不是很遥远。
So to the psalmist, the distance between praise and sadness is not very far.
那很快的悲哀将会变成赞美。
And very soon, sadness will change into joy.
所以诗人在完成每一首哀歌的诗篇的时候，总是以感恩和赞美作为结束。
And that's why after a psalm of sadness, the psalmist always conclude withThanksgiving and praise.
而不是以悲哀来做结束。
And never use sadness as a conclusion.
所以这让人深深地感受到诗人经历了神的同在和拯救之后。
And if it let people understand that after a person experienced God's salvation and God's presence.
啊，生命中的哀歌都变成赞美。
Whatever sadness in life has then changed into praise.
那同样的，我们可以期望约伯将来的光景。
Similarly, we can expect that the future for Job.
啊，他目前虽然在苦中发出这个哀歌。
Even though he has sadness in his heart at that time.
那可是我们相信将来神必会使他的哀歌变成赞美。
But we believe that God will change his sadness into praise in the future.
无论如何，约伯却不以为然。
But no matter what, at that time, Job did not agree with that.
那觉得自己受尽了这个委屈，无处可申诉。
He felt that he was wronged and he cannot complain to anyone.
所以在约伯记30章20到25节说。
So here in verse 24 to 25 it says,
然而人辅导岂不伸手？遇灾难岂不求救呢？人遭难我岂不为他哭泣呢？人穷乏我岂不为他忧愁呢？
Yet does not one in a heap of ruins stretch out his hand, and in his disaster cry for help? Did not I weep for him? Those days was hard. Was not my soul grieved for the needy?
那这两节经文的四个修辞问句，期望正面的答案。
So there are four rhetorical questions here that Job wants a positive answer.
那第一就是人辅导必定会伸手。
Here, the first one is, if you're in a heap of ruins, you will stretch out his hand.
人遇到灾难必定会求救。
And in disaster, he will cry for help.
那第三，如果有人遭难，约伯说，我必定会为他哭泣。
And he said, if your days is hard, I will wait for you.
然后第四，约伯说，如果有人穷乏，我必定会为他忧愁。
And lastly, Job said, if the soul is grieved for the needy, I will lend my hand.
所以约伯过去对有需要的人都很愿意帮助他们。
In the past, Job was ready to help the needy.
那如今他有难伸手求救。
But today he was suffering, he stretched out his hand.
那神却不伸手来挽救他。
And yet God did not lend him a helping hand.
所以约伯所发出的几个修辞问句好像是期望反面的答案。
So here his rhetorical question seems like he's waiting for the negative answer.
啊，但是实际上却是期望正面的答案。
But truthfully, he is waiting for the positive answer.
所以约伯在苦难中向神求助，当然期望神能够缓进他受苦的这个他。
So Job was asking for God for help in his suffering. Of course, he is waiting and hoping that God will help him.
那可是约伯却心里面存着那个怀疑。
But yet Job has doubt in his heart.
那不确定神是否会拯救他。
He wasn't sure that God will help him.
毕竟他还没有经历到神的拯救。
He has not yet experienced God's salvation.
所以约伯在过去都很愿意为受苦的人哀哭，为穷乏的人忧伤。
And in the past, Job has been willingly weep for the grief for the soul that is suffering and worry for the one who is poor.
约伯并不是张扬自己的善行。
Job was not boasting about what he did.
而是要表明他是一个愿意按照神旨意行事的人。
He is just trying to show that he is someone who is willing to do God's will.
所以他 只不过是从这个公义的角度来解释自己所面对的困境。
He is looking from the justice point of view to explain his suffering.
结果却令他大失所望。
But yet he was greatly disappointed.
所以在26节、27节说
In verse 26 and 27 it says,
然后我仰望得好处，灾祸就到了。我等待光明，黑暗便来了。我心里烦忧不安，困苦的日子临到我身。
But when I hoped for good, evil came, and when I waited for light, darkness came. My inward parts are in turmoil and never still. Days of affliction come to meet me.
所以约伯感到非常的困扰。
So Job was greatly saddened.
他不能够理解自己所面对的困境。
He cannot understand the situation he was in.
他所期望的好处没有实现。
What he hoped for, he did not receive.
而没有期望那种黑暗却临到他的身上。
What he did not hope, the darkness that he did not hope for has come upon him.
所以在约伯的观念中。
So in Job's mind,
这个好处和光明是神应该赐给义人的福分。
Goodness and brightness, or lightness should be something that God would give it to good men.
灾祸和黑暗才是恶人应当得到的咒诅。
Disaster and darkness should be something the bad people receive.
所以但是约伯却不明白为什么这个灾祸竟然会临到像他这个义人的身上。
And Job cannot understand why this disaster and darkness has come upon a good man like Job.
而恶人反而兴旺，没有灾难。
And yet the evil man, became more prosperous and did not suffer.
所以这两节经文描述到约伯受尽这个疾病的折磨。
So these two verses describe how Job suffered greatly physically from sickness.
而苦难所带来的困境。
And the difficult situation he is in the midst of.
那根据今天我们所看这段这章经文。
And according to the chapter we looked at today.
所以约伯在叹息悲哀中结束了他的投诉和埋怨。
And so, in conclusion, he just moaned and talked about his sadness.
我们看到约伯的心态似乎停留在这个悲哀和伤痛中。
And it seems like Job's heart has stopped at suffering and sadness.
欢乐的赞美的日子不知道什么时候会到来。
Joy and praise, the days of joy and praise, that he does not know when it will be.
那可能我们当中曾经面对好像约伯所面对的。
Maybe there are some of us who had in the past faced what Job had faced.
但当然我们知道可能没有到约伯那种程度。
Of course we know probably not to the extent of Job's suffering.
那我们应当怎么样避免在受苦的时候埋怨神？
So then how do we avoid complaining against God in the midst of suffering?
那对神产生这个消极的看法。
And to look upon God negatively.
那如果我们要得到这个答案，
If you want the answer,
我们必须把整本约伯记看完。
We must finish up the book of Job.
我也盼望大家能够继续来听约伯记。
And I hope that you will continue to come and hear the message from the book of Job.
希望我们从中得到那个正确的答案。
So that we can get the right answer from the book.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们在神的面前同心的一起祷告。
Let us come before the Lord and pray with one heart.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father God, we thank you.
那感谢你借着你的话语来帮助我们。
Thank you for your word that help us.
我们也求主帮助我们成为一个受教的人。
Help us to be a learner.
以致我们能够谦卑在你的面前顺服你。
So that we can humble ourselves before you and obey you.
主啊，求你恩待我们。
Lord, please bless us.
求你增加我们的信心。
Please grant us faith.
让我们从你的话语当中学习怎么依靠你。
Help us to learn from your word how to rely on you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.